The Frames Per Second Podcast.
You must heed my words before I'm gone, my son. Now, you will be king. But the throne must pass to a male heir. Hakim, it appears you have a son. He must be found.
Prepare the royal jet.
We are going back to America.
Oh, hell no, your majesty.
It is so good to see you.
Well, Abby, damn, look who done come up in here.
Hey, it's Kunta Kinte and Ebola.
Famine and blood diamonds.
Nelson Mandela and Winnie.
Those hungry babies with the flies on the face.
Hey, oh, that's too much. Now, you stepped over the line.
Now, we won't be talking that kind of shit about the hungry babies. You're going to have to get out of my chair.
Politically incorrect.
So what you doing back here, Hotel Rwanda?
I'm back. Say it again. What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, a.k.a. Mr. No Disrespect, and you now tune in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are reviewing a highly anticipated film, an Amazon Prime original and sequel to the classic comedy Coming to America. We have Coming to America 2, starring Eddie Murphy.
Coming to America.
Is that what it is? What's the difference? Just because it got the two
number
in it?
Two, yeah.
Did the original not have the two?
Mm-mm.
Nah. I didn't even. You didn't catch it either, motherfucker.
I'm saying I didn't think.
We in this together.
No, I'm saying I didn't think it was like that. I thought it was just like Coming to America. They just put the two in the middle. Just
I didn't even notice it.
It's for the sequel.
Nah, it's for the sequel.
For the sequel.
Damn.
Right. Okay. Yo. I just be watching movies, Rod. All right, shit.
You know? Did you say hold on?
No.
But all right, so overall thoughts. Is it a classic, Nay?
Oh, Lord. That's not fair. Is it a classic?
Is it a classic? Absolutely the fuck not. It's a not no classic. The first one was a classic.
Damn.
I would like to go on record saying I always thought this was going to be bad and I was accurate.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
What about you, Rod?
Not accurate.
What the hell?
Man. Nay ruined this movie for me, man. Nay ruined this fucking movie for me because, like, every time we watched it together.
Y'all are stupid.
And, like, every time some corny shit happened, she looked my way.
Trying to see if you're going to laugh.
So you was looking a lot?
Dude.
She was looking a lot.
Dude, like, she ruined this fucking movie experience for me. I was just going to sit back and enjoy the laughs I got. But every time something happened, some dumb shit happened, she looked at me like, see? Like, dude, stop. I'm like, stop. Let me enjoy it. God damn. So, no, it's not a classic. But I think it's enjoyable, man. I do, man. I do. That's why I say Nay ruined the shit for me. I understood going into it was going to be some corny shit. But, it did okay, man.
Was it corny, Mike?
Yes. I don't think Nay ruined this. I think the movie people ruined this shit for you, bro. This
was God.
It wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it like Nay hated it. I literally fell asleep the first three times I tried to watch it.
Are you serious?
Literally three times.
I fell asleep for a good 15, 20 minutes, woke up, knew exactly what the fuck was happening. Yep. It happened exactly the way I thought it was going to happen.
It was boring, bro. It was really
boring.
Yeah, it was boring. I laughed literally one time. No, I'm sorry, twice. I laughed twice. Throughout the entire film.
God.
And it just so happened that I turned regular TV on and Coming to America, the first one was on. I was like, you know what?
Don't do that.
I swear to God. I was like, I'm going to go ahead and watch
it.
I didn't compare them like that, but I put the first one on. Even now, I laughed multiple times.
Of course.
This one, I laughed twice. That's bad.
All right, man. You got your thoughts. What you got?
Probably not gonna be any better.
Be honest.
I didn't watch the trailer, so I had no expectations. But I actually enjoyed it.
Thank you, kid.
I actually enjoyed it.
That's what I'm talking about. Kid, this, a real this nigga.
This the residue of Black History Month. That's what it is. He over here supporting.
Is that what it is? Residuals?
Yeah, this movie was corny. It was lightweight cheeks. But
Oh my god!
Because it was streaming, I'm gonna grade it on the streaming curve. It wasn't.
Everything is streaming.
It wasn't a
right
popcorn
now.
Movie. It was like them $1.89 bags of chips.
No. It was sunflower seeds, Nick.
No. It was salt and vinegar.
It was sunflower seeds.
I fuck with some sunflower seeds.
It was
me too.
I eat sunflower seeds with everything, but
yeah. It was a Pop Tart movie.
God.
But now this, we start off. The one thing I did like about this movie is that, unlike the original, where we're mostly spending time in New York, this time we're spending a lot of time in Zamunda. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was because of Black Panther being a big hit. You want to go back to, you know, Africa and stuff like that. But
don't hate me, y'all. Is Zamunda a real place?
No. Man.
Nah.
Okay.
Don't put that in here.
You can leave it. I just didn't want to be sure.
Don't put that in.
Shut up, bro. I wasn't sure.
Hey, you a real nigga, man.
Sure. I thought you would ask that question off air.
At least I didn't ask Wakanda, but I mean,
but some people really thought Wakanda was real too, maybe. Though.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, T.I. and Killer Mike.
Nah, a lot of people did,
yeah,
actually.
They really did. Yeah, just edit
that
out.
He said it's a real place. It might be like a small little section.
It's
like
not.
Maybe a village or
it's
something.
Not.
They may have Zamunda Week or something somewhere.
It's not.
But, it's not. Go ahead.
But no, I did like how we start off in Zamunda, and that's mostly where the film takes place. And we get that celebration intro, kind of like we did with the original. How did you feel about that? How y'all feel about the celebration shits and the dances and this?
Beautiful gowns, great gowns. That's it.
I think the difference said, damn, I heard you.
Well, I don't feel so bad. There's a whole article. So I wasn't the only dumbass who thought
I'm
it
sure
might be real.
Other people
so.
Probably
no,
thought
yeah,
it was
not.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's where this movie lacked a little bit with the music, honestly. Like, it was just too, and I have a problem with that with most movies when the music doesn't quite fit the time. I don't want to say the time, but like, I don't know. I needed something a little bit more soulful and not so upbeat. And like, yeah, Megan Thee Stallion on songs and stuff. It's like, I don't want to hear that. I don't know. Like, back then, the African sound sounded like African sounds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, it fit so well. This time they tried to make it a little trendy, a little too modern. There you go. That's what I'm looking for. A little too modern. So that's why I feel like it failed. But production wise, the way it looked and the way they executed the way things happened, I thought that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was absolutely fine.
Was it Ruthie Carter? She did this one.
She did the costumes, but I'm saying the choreography. Like, I think Fatima was the choreographer for this.
Yeah.
The choreography was good, but
yeah. Yeah, they definitely spent time, you know, doing it.
Well, I feel like because of that trend, or trying to be trendy or trying to be modern, is because of what the story is. Like, the story in a nutshell is basically Prince Hakeem finds out he got a bastard son, and now he's trying to raise him to be king. But how we get there is with James Earl Jones making a return appearance, and I like how they got a lot of people back for the sequel.
The
what did y'all feel like about how the story played out with us losing Akeem's father, and then how we trickled down to finding out his son?
Predictable. Yeah, I didn't follow
Story. Like, what did y'all think about the story? Like, how we got to like
the main story.
Like, did you realize
Akeem's losing his father? You mean like James Earl Jones?
Yeah,
that was fucking trash.
Yeah, I was saying, did you think that was necessary?
That was trash.
That was fucking trash.
The fact
that he died sitting up like out of blue. And he said, I'm gonna die now, just so you know.
Stupid as
I can't wait for him to pop up and be like, just
right.
He never did.
It made no sense.
I told Roderick, I said, the only way this is gonna work is if he fall the fuck out that casket. That's what I was waiting for him to fall the fuck out the casket. That's the only way they would have got a laugh out of me about
that.
Wait,
he was actually in a casket?
Yeah,
he was in a casket.
He was in the casket the whole time.
Sitting up.
It was his house. He wanted to see his own fucking funeral.
It was really silly.
It made no sense.
It made no sense. It's okay.
Absolutely not.
And I'll go there with you. It didn't make sense, but it kind of did at the same time.
How?
Like if you knew you were gonna go. If you knew you were gonna go soon, he kept saying it.
Give me my flowers.
That was the whole point. That was the point of that scene.
That's what it was.
And Rob about to try to save it, but go ahead.
That's what I'm saying.
I see a case. Go ahead.
These two. That's what I'm saying.
I thought that was dope.
Who wouldn't like
bro, that's some goofy,
that
that's some goofy shit, bro.
I'll do that shit now.
That's some goofy shit.
I'm not saying it's not. I said it. As silly as it may be,
that was impressive that they had Gladys.
Right. Midnight Train is a Mundo. Y'all thought that shit was tight?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Hell yeah.
You thought, what a king, what a king, what a king, what a mighty good king.
I didn't say that one. Yeah, we didn't. Yeah.
Okay, so you like that one. You like Midnight Train is
Involved,
a Mundo.
Involved? Yep.
No.
And you like Salt and Pepper coming out rapping this whack ass.
They were part of the song, so.
This was trash. That whole
Gladys came out. Gladys was like,
Gladys came out singing, though.
Yeah, she did that shit.
Midnight Train to Zamunda.
Love it.
That's where they are.
And then the choir in the back.
Yeah. Woo! Now I don't know if they're already trained in Zamunda.
That's like a midnight elephant to Zamunda. That might have been cool. Or midnight monkey to Zamunda. No monkeys. Midnight. What else do you ride in Africa besides elephants? Ain't no camels there, right?
Yeah, it's just camels.
This camel's. But
you didn't know. You didn't know.
I'll say this. Listening to what they're saying, like, bruh, that shit was whack as fuck.
It was super whack.
All right, man. What's next? We ain't gonna, y'all gonna bash whack. Gladys and the man. Yeah, dying.
I ain't bashing Gladys. I don't think she wrote that bullshit. That wasn't her idea. That was probably Eddie's.
She got a check. They were cutting
idea.
A check for a lot of black folks.
They was.
I didn't like the Invo, Salt and Pepper, but I did like the Gladys.
I will not accept James Earl Jones dying, sitting up after he just said, I'm finna die.
Man, today. Look, Mike.
That was one of the dumbest things I have ever seen.
That's
in a
fine.
Movie. That was stupid.
What did you want him to do?
Why couldn't he just regular die?
What did
Why
you want him to do?
Just have dead.
He could have died in bed. They could have had the celebration and him stand up, it has been my honor to be your king. And then they find him the next morning and he just died in his sleep. Eddie walks up and just is like, for real, you dead? Then he backs up and his wife don't even say shit. No one looks surprised. They're all just like, oh, this is what we do over here. But he just dies sitting up. That was so stupid.
I'm tired of seeing black men fall. Go ahead. What's next?
Nah,
y'all said he should fall.
I didn't say that. I said he should have died in his sleep.
Said he should have fell. That's the only way I would have laughed at that whole fucking scene.
I wouldn't have laughed.
My thing is,
he
died with the spotlight on him. Like,
that
come
was
on,
stupid
bro.
As fuck. Man.
Yeah.
It was a production of his funeral died at.
Yes.
Do that shit for me.
Yeah, me too.
Do that shit.
You
want to
die in front of everybody.
I'm not saying I want to die in front of everybody.
Nigga, you just said do that shit for me. That's what he did.
Wait. I want my funeral.
Y'all didn't let me finish my shit. Y'all know how I do. Like, I get it. Look, I said it was silly, but for me, like, there's people that probably would want to go out that way.
I never thought about that, but
people probably would
want to
go out that way.
Yeah,
you want to die in front of an entire crowd of people.
Let's say, like, if somebody was on their deathbed, right? And they knew they was gonna pass soon. Like people experience this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So why, if he's a king, why wouldn't a king experience his last moments like this? It made sense.
Really? I cannot believe y'all defending this.
It's him. I ain't say it ain't on y'all. It's
think
a him.
About
this
it, y'all.
Crazy.
Think about it.
I mean, these two is y'all. Not
think about it.
Y'all.
Somebody in a hospital bed, all
surprising.
Of their family.
It's not surprising.
Wow. Okay.
All of their family coming.
They can't. They're not gonna be wrong. They just can't.
It's not about being wrong.
They can't
wrong.
Acknowledge that this was bullshit. They it's know like, it's bullshit in their spirit. They know deep down, but they're not gonna let it out.
He said, "My last name is Wright, so I'm gonna work this out."
I just didn't think of having a funeral before you die.
Right.
That's a pretty cool
idea.
Like
I said, that part was cool.
Yeah.
The celebration part I thought was great and that made sense.
Okay.
It was him looking over at Eddie and saying, "I'm going to die now." And then Eddie was just like, "What?"
He died with a smile on his face.
Even he knew this shit was goofy as fuck. He's like, I really did this.
I really feel
like I'm James Earl Jones and I'm doing this goofy ass shit.
I am a legend and I'm sitting up here acting like I'm dead on stage in a stand-up cast.
Did y'all at least feel like he felt sad about it?
No.
All right, bro.
Let's move on. Darth Vader died.
If your daddy died in front of you on stage, I'm like, oh my God.
It looked like he was hurt.
He just stood back for a second looking at his dumbass wife and she was just like, oh.
It looked like he was waiting for him to wake up.
It looked like he was at first,
but then he was like, oh shit.
It looked like he smelled a fart in the room. That's how it looked like.
Fucking trash.
It looked like he smelled a fart in the room.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
What did y'all think about once James Earl Jones died, he reveals that Hakeem has a son. Mm-hmm. We find out that a goofy story as far as the whole de-aging.
Bruh.
And
now that was a little hard for me.
A little?
Yeah, that I was wondering how they was gonna work this in and make it that's the part that I struggle with. The modern shit is what I struggle with for the most part. Just that whole storyline. But yeah, that whole storyline I struggle with. But you know, I worked through it.
I didn't.
I worried.
I mean, they had to set up the story.
Yeah, they had to. I was still at the same time, Ken, I was thinking like, damn, man, how could they have done this better, though?
I didn't.
Not make it.
That's exactly. Call it a fucking day.
Man, y'all tripping, man.
It just didn't. I mean, I understand you have to suspend disbelief for certain things, but it was like, I have to suspend disbelief for everything with this film. Mm-hmm. You got a contact high, and you were so high, you forgot you got raped.
Okay.
Are we serious? And that's it? And James Earl Jones ass found out from the fucking witch doctor?
From Rafiki ass.
What in the fuck?
Rafiki.
Now that was a little bit funny, the fact that he hated Arsenio Hall so much. And when Eddie strangled him and he fell, and Eddie kicked him, the fucking witch doctor spit on him. I giggled a little bit, but I don't know if that was like a sympathy giggle because I wanted to make myself feel better about watching this dumbass movie.
Oh god.
But that story was fucking stupid. And I don't remember any of this, but all of a sudden now talking it out, I'm like, oh yeah, we fucked. Really, dude?
It wasn't a good setup. What's next?
I can't argue that.
Yeah.
I cannot argue that setup,
we get Lavelle. we go back to Queens and we see the bastard son of Hakeem as Lavelle.
Hey, that part, like, what's her name?
Leslie Jones.
She was funny in that part.
She was.
That was the part that I laughed my ass.
Which part? Which part?
When she fucking took that camera and was like this. I died, y'all. You didn't laugh? That shit was hilarious.
Her whole sequence was funny. Even at the bar, like, I thought that shit was funny, bro.
Nah, the bar shit wasn't funny, bro.
Nah, she was funny.
But that candle
shit.
She
was funny.
When she waved.
The only part I laughed at was the beginning.
She's
when
like,
she was
like, yo, I'll fuck a prince. Or some shit like that.
I did laugh at the beginning.
I ain't laughing at
when, Simi, when Simi approached her at the bar, she was like, you ain't got to say all that other shit for me to get some night. So we can just go ahead and get to it.
Right.
That shit was funny. But nah, everything else was like, all right, come on, Leslie. but we also deal with, we see Lavelle, and he basically, Eddie's like, all right, you my son. Let's go back to Zamunda.
Mm-hmm. No DNA test, nothing, huh?
No.
You just going to hand the whole fucking kingdom. That's the part I was waiting on, was the DNA test. And I thought that was going to be the jokey
was
twist.
Say it in Africa. I thought one of his daughters was going to say it. The queen was going to say it.
I thought it wasn't going to be his kid.
I did too.
And I thought that was going to be like the funny part. It's not really my kid. Now I got to hand everything over to my daughter.
But that's what I thought was going to happen too.
Nobody even checked. Stupid ass movie.
I thought that was going to happen too. But
they probably already checked, man.
When?
The witch doctor.
Stop playing. Stop.
The witch doctor checked.
Yeah.
The witch doctors
don't lie.
That's true.
I don't believe that she could do a motherfucking word. That Etsy sketch drawing that she had.
Yeah, she didn't know who that motherfucker looked like.
She did it. That motherfucker looked like about 10. All right.
He did.
Yeah, it did look like. That could have been Beezy.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Jermaine Fowler, the guy played Akeem's son, I was thinking like, but this would be like if B was. This is a story that could happen to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who is he?
Who is he?
He's a
cousin. He is Lavelle. He's a young comic up and coming.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Up and coming to America? No.
No.
That was a better joke than half the jokes in this fucking movie.
That doesn't make it good, man.
That's true. That is true.
Nate, did you at least appreciate the story?
No.
Nate's a hater, bro. Nate's a fucking hater, bro. You're a snob. You are a quintessential movie snob, bro. Like, for real. And I was thinking that while I was watching. I was like, man, these motherfuckers gonna tear this apart. These some fucking snobs, man.
Did you?
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, did you at least like the storyline with the daughters with Akeem's daughter? The main one was Mika.
No, really?
What?
I like that a little bit.
I didn't. It felt so forced. Nothing about this movie came naturally.
You just went into it.
Except for the banter when Eddie was in the barbershop. Like, nothing about this movie came naturally. That felt so fucking forced. And yeah, no.
But it wasn't forced, though.
It was. Everything in this.
What do you mean forced? What do you mean forced with that angle?
I mean that it did not come off genuine. I mean, in the same way that you guys criticize like Captain Marvel, like it's just what to do in the moment. It did not feel like it honestly fit into the story to me.
So why do you like it in Captain Marvel but not?
Because I like Captain Marvel.
Okay.
I got another question.
I'm going to
say something else.
Yeah. I was moving on. Black woman answer. He got,
I was moving
ain't
on.
No, yeah. Ain't no retort. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, I like that character. Like, what do you mean?
I'm moving on. I wanted to ask you something else before you had to leave because I know you got like 10, 15 minutes.
What about the element of like, because I did appreciate like, If you notice, I don't know if anybody else called, he constantly called her his queen all the time. Like, I like that messaging of that. Like,
the daughter or the wife?
His wife.
He called his wife queen no matter what. Like, okay, my queen. And I thought putting that out there was really cool. For a black man to be, no matter what he's going through with his wife, he constantly calls her his queen.
Mm-hmm.
Did you even realize that?
I didn't. I didn't take it as, from that perspective, I took it as because they're royalty. I think that it was the same way in the first one. So, no, I did not see that as like any sort of form of black excellence or lifting up black women. Mm-hmm. However, I will say that with the whole daughter situation, I did think that they made a lot of efforts to call out the misogyny and the mm-hmm. sexism in the original one. I think that they could not have gotten away with the comedy that they did in the first one in this second one in today's climate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say I feel like it was all forced. I felt like because they can't do the same type of comedy that they did with the first one because the times are different, mm-hmm. I'm going to put this in there to make it more acceptable.
Well, that's a lose-lose then.
Okay. They shouldn't have made the fucking movie. So they would have won.
Damn, you fell right into that one.
I didn't catch all of the we can't do that because, I mean,
every joke was basically a response to the – well, now that I'm thinking about it, it felt like it was a response to the original.
But in response to like the sexism stuff?
Yeah, they said it a couple of times. Like, I think they made it. I can't remember exactly. Was it in the barbershop? Maybe. Mm-hmm. But they made comments about the sexism. I think when they did the flashback scene with them, I think they alluded to it too. I'm not going to go back and watch this to figure
out
exactly.
But then why throw the trans joke in there then? Because if they couldn't get away with the misogyny, then how'd they get away with the trans joke?
What was the trans joke?
Oh, they can turn people. They can turn men to women these days. They can turn a penis into a vagina or something.
They put forth the effort to acknowledge the trans community.
Mm-hmm. Is that what that was supposed to be?
Yeah. That's how I took it too. Saying, yeah, my granddaughter is now my grandson or something like that. He accepted it.
Yeah. Oh, they were trying to be positive with that.
That's how I took it. He's like, yeah, because he's still he's like.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
I thought that was supposed to be some kind of like joke, like a shot.
I didn't take it. It was just more like we were accepting.
I thought it was accepting at this point. Yeah.
Like I said, forced.
Oh, that's definitely forced. Yeah, I agree with Nathan.
It was, but I still like that.
I did too.
That.
Y'all know this is
it seemed inclusion. It seemed like inclusion.
Yeah.
Y'all lying to yourselves, bro.
No, it seemed like I thought that was cool. I thought it was too.
Not about that part. I'm just talking in general. Y'all lying. This movie was fucking trash.
I don't think it was trash.
No, it wasn't trash. Trash.
Yeah, did you like the Prince trials that we had to see? Eddie
nostrils.
You call Lavelle nostrils?
No, not Lavelle. You talking about when the earlier part or the part where they were like kind of trying out?
When he had to cut the whiskers of the lion.
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought about the other part where Wesley brought his son or whatever. And his son was
Duke Charles. Well, Timmy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part. Yeah,
I understand why.
Well, I don't think that was the only part.
With Wesley Snipes and his little...
Oh, I liked him.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes was good. He was the only thing good about this whole movie.
I thought it took a minute. Yeah, it took a minute for me to really appreciate him because I was like, okay, this is a little bad.
He said what? I called that Wesley Snipes was going to be a standout in this movie.
But he was.
Yeah, but you still like this movie. So
yeah,
I don't know.
His whole character was.
I don't know how you
standout.
Can say you called
him. I'm with you, Rod.
That wasn't difficult.
I liked him.
You said it wasn't difficult.
It would not have been difficult to be a standout.
And real talk, Arsenio Hall stood out to me.
No.
Arsenio looked old as hell.
He is old, Nick. Damn.
Yeah, but at least Eddie looked like he like. All right, I just got a little belly.
I'm gonna say Eddie got work done.
Right.
I think Arsenio Hall in his moments they were cool, especially in the barbershop, because he was funny as fuck. What, ain't that him? No, that's somebody. That's
one
him,
of them
right?
is Eddie, the dark skinned one.
Yeah, two of them are Eddie.
He was funny. As
I'm
hell.
Sorry, I meant Arsenio. Sorry.
He was funny as hell in that scene to me. What did he say?
Exactly. What did he say?
They were funny.
That was one of the only scenes where I really laughed.
Yeah, she laughed. I was like, I see.
I can't remember.
No, the joke that he had was when Eddie busted in there the last time to find his son. And he was making demands and yelling. He was like, who the hell is he? He's like, he the king of Zamunda. I'm the king of this barbershop. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, when the guy had the little corny joke.
Y'all thought that was funny?
Yeah.
I laughed. Remember when the guy had the corny joke? They were making all the little king jokes.
The barbershop was fine.
Oh, yeah. He said, I got the flies and all that shit.
He was like, make it your ass.
Yeah. Come on, Mike. You ain't laughing at that.
What do you think the barbershop scene hit?
The only thing that was funny about that barbershop scene was when he said the science part. He said, I bet they can fix them sloppy ass teeth. That shit was funny as hell.
I had to pause and rewind that shit. I'm like, what did he just say?
That shit was funny. Other than that,
there you go.
That was that part was good. Other than that, we're gonna get some more out of it.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, so Mike, you ain't like that little love relationship between Lavelle and the barber, the Marimbe. Haircut lady.
Marimbe.
Oh no, because I honestly, it just went in a direction I didn't think it was gonna go in.
Right.
I expected that he was gonna have feelings for the daughter because I thought at the end it was gonna turn out that he's not the son, and then he's gonna fall for the daughter. The daughter takes over the throne, and then he's there too.
See, they got your ass.
But that would have made more fucking sense.
No, it would have. That
would have made way more sense because then the way it's ending now is like you still were just like, well, fuck my daughter. My daughter's been working for this for how many years? And then it's talking about all this misogyny and shit. And it's like, oh, but you're the king. You can't change these rules.
And that's what he did in the end.
But he didn't change the rules.
Yes, he did.
When?
Because the queen will be the ruler now.
He said laws are going to change.
Laws have been changed.
Did I fall asleep again?
Probably. She would. Yeah. So now the queen would rule the country instead of him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the son will become ambassador of the U.S.
Okay, I missed all of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was cool.
I'm accepting my fault.
I think we all seem to share similar ideas of how we thought this was going to go. I like that they didn't go that way, though. As soon as the haircut lady came in, Marimbe, and she started talking to it, I already thought, okay, this is the one. Fine. This is the one.
Fuck. Jesus.
Because they just, it was the dialogue. Yep.
I need to go to Africa if they look like that.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
We'll be back after this quick break.
I guess we could talk about the ending. Because it really the movie is self explanatory, Ken.
I think anything else happened?
I mean, did y'all like the daughter fight scene against General? What's his name? Izzo?
I thought it was cute. I thought it was cute when the little girl came in.
When the little girl came in, I was about to cut the movie off.
No, I thought that was cute. I thought it was cute.
Because I'm like, bro, in real life, bro, this.
In real life, none of this shit would happen, period, Nick.
At all.
According to y'all, Zamunda's not even real.
It's according to the facts.
It's
all right.
According to geography.
So it's one thing that I really like and one thing I didn't like. So the one thing I didn't like that we skipped over was old boy that came in and introduced Wesley. The one that said, "Who is this shit?"
Oh, Michael Black.
Man, I loved his part. I think he was underutilized in this movie because he was funny as fuck to me.
The one thing I hope you're talking about that you didn't like was Rick Ross trying to be African.
No,
Rick Ross was in this?
Yes, yeah. You fell asleep.
He was like, we don't know where would they go.
If you slept, yourself blessed.
He was fine. Rick Ross was actually
They put him in the movie because they used his house.
He didn't even realize it was Rick Ross.
I am blown away. I do not remember seeing Rick Ross.
Because he did fine.
No, he didn't.
He probably just blended in with all the other bullshit in this movie.
He did fine.
He did not.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Rick Ross did fine.
And they had to put him in the movie. This is his fucking house.
I get that, but he ain't had to, bruh.
Yeah, I was like, I know Rick Ross is gonna make an appearance in this. They did this whole fucking movie at his house.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
That's his house, yeah.
Well, I should have put Evander.
So they couldn't even go to Africa? Wait, Rick Ross don't have those were real animals walking around though.
No, like the house itself.
Yeah, it was. Babar was real.
Babar?
The elephant.
Oh, I mean, I thought you were talking about real animals at Rick Ross' house.
But that's what I'm asking. If you're saying they filmed it all at Rick Ross's house, then
the majority of the film, everything that was inside the palace or whatever, that's Rick Ross' house. That's Evander Holyfield's old house.
In Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was here. That was all filmed here.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been filming out there for a while.
So where was all the animals and stuff? That they actually filmed that in Africa?
Nah, I don't know where they filmed that at.
These days they could digitally insert that stuff.
They could have, if they had animals in the city, they could have
brought it because it's y'all hit all the. He has like 130 something.
Got it from the zoo.
I did think that was actually cool that, you know, that was actually, remember Babar from the first one?
Mm-hmm.
That was the little elephant.
So that was actually him?
I don't know if it was really it Babar. He was hey, Babar, this is my favorite elephant.
I thought you might have read this somewhere.
No.
Oh, that was a callback to that.
This movie.
That was a callback to the little motherfucker.
Yes.
Yeah, in the first one, when they're walking, Babar walks by and it's this cute little tiny elephant. And then this one, you have the big ass elephant, and that's supposed to be the same elephant. He just grew up.
Yeah, that's right. So the one thing that I didn't like and I thought was hella disrespectful was old girl barking still. Like
that way, Vanessa Bell Calloway, they ought to be
insane. I was like, damn.
She done did too much shit.
Yeah, since
for them
then.
To have her in there looking cockeyed and barking like that.
Yeah.
Like, and they even had her on some of the advertisement as like this, you know, then and now, like pictures. Yeah. So for her to have such a small part like that just to be still
for
barking,
a joke.
Yeah, that, that's for all a it joke. Was like,
she did that in the first one.
Basically.
I know, but for 30 years?
Yeah, like you still got her doing, like she, yeah. like Nay said, she's done stuff since then.
It's not even that. It's just like, I don't think. The joke they were going for was funny.
Right.
Like,
duh, duh.
That's why.
That was corny. No shit. That was corny. Yeah, that part was really corny.
It was disrespectful.
Now, I get why you're saying that, but at the same time.
Go off and marry somebody else, some fine African man, and be like, I was just fine. Since you're trying to be all women empowering, you still got this bitch barking with a sideways ponytail in the same control.
She's not doing it now.
I knew
it
was
going
to come out that ponytail. I was like, damn.
Yeah, they fixed it at the end, but I just didn't like it in the moment.
I didn't either.
If you're talking about disrespectful, they did Eddie's wife more disrespectful than anything because she barely had any lines for the fucking whole movie.
I was like, what is that about?
I don't know.
When she cussed his ass out.
She cussed his ass out and she just
told him to leave.
Yeah. That was I thought that was cool. Nah. That was cool. But nah, she didn't. The uppity bitch say damn. What or something. That shit was
funny. Oh, I was like, damn, Ken.
I
thought Leslie Jones was funny in this shit though.
I thought she was too. Yeah. I think she did fine.
But she said we like the Kardashians or something.
She had some corny moments too,
she
but
did.
I think she was fine though.
But she has some pretty good. She acted like you would expect. Mm-hmm. A person would act when they go over there to fucking Africa and they see all this shit.
It was too much, man. It was like, okay, it's extra coony. And it was like,
what?
Yeah, because it was just like, it was like, come on, man. It's like, we're just forcing this. Black folks are ignorant and goofy and stupid. And then we're taking them over. And you got her and Hustle Man. And they both over here acting
Uncle
stupid.
Reem.
It was just like, man, come on.
Well, he wasn't, acting,
like
stupid.
Tracy
well, he wasn't acting stupid, though.
Yes, he was acting stupid.
No, he was actually the one that was like one up in like Arsenio Hall and shit.
I mean, the fight thing it was a little much.
Exactly. Like, they
outside
were fighting.
Of that, I don't think he was acting.
Oh, like, yeah, he was like, I'm the uncle that pretty much raised this boy. How, like, come on.
Not that you're not saying this, but that's like real shit, though.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool that they had that in there.
Not, you know,
but he still has to be fighting with Arsenio Hall on television.
Oh, you're talking about African that moment.
I'm talking about multiple moments. It was just like, all of this is Cooney. And it's like,
it didn't seem, it come off Cooney.
It didn't come off Cooney
when he was teaching Eddie Murphy how to pimp walk. It was like, he was like, oh, say something, hoe. Oh, hey, you can't say that to the mama. Ha, ha, ha.
It was just stupid.
It was just uncle shit, though.
Yeah.
It was just regular uncle shit. That's realistic, y'all.
That's realistic.
It is.
Yes.
That uncle. Y'all don't have this type of uncle?
I don't disagree with you. I'm just looking at the efforts you make.
It's not an effort.
That's
not an effort.
You over here.
It's effortless, actually.
You said you going, you explode answers.
Actually.
This you would think uncle he shit. He was like a shareholder in this dumbass movie.
God damn,
you got a lot of stock on Amazon, boy.
Any last things you want to say before you have to go next?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to finish it up after you leave.
I mean, I don't really have too much to say about the film. The only thing I will say is that the things that I did enjoy about the movie are the things that I enjoyed about the first one. I don't think that they needed to redo this. I think that they could have pulled, I think I told you this, they could have pulled a Will Smith and just did a reunion interview with the entire cast since they brought them all back anyway and just let it alone. I think that they did a disservice to the first one. Just leave it where it is.
I feel that.
Damn. You didn't even like the electric slide ending?
No, hell no. Y'all have a wonderful evening.
You got to do the electric slide. You got that many black people. If you don't do the electric slide, something wrong.
Oh, what's old girl? What's old girl's name?
Tiana Taylor.
What you thought about her?
Oh, she was
cool. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Fucking fine ass one that was dancing with the one that was trying to Eddie's son.
Like, she was the one that like, whatever
oh,
you
the
like.
Oh, the get off when they did get off by Prince.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that was, okay.
Which they shouldn't have done that neither.
Why you look like that?
Whatever you like. Yeah, that was terrible.
Man, y'all that was tripping.
Terrible. That was terrible.
He was singing the hell out of that shit.
Who?
Whoever he was, I don't know. But she was like, oh, this is my song. This is my song. She's like, you know that shit. You better go do that shit. Man. Y'all.
Is that when he started rapping?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, the rapping was, yeah. But that was corny.
Fucking stupid. Yeah, Prince was up in heaven like, bro, if you don't cut this shit the fuck off.
Yeah. That's the modern shit I'm talking about. That's the shit I don't like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the shit.
Right.
That's the bar. You can't rap on a Prince song. Everything else? Free reign. No. You can't rap on a rat tail. Right. You can't have a rat tail. You can't have a Jedi rat tail.
A Padawan tail.
You can't have a Padawan tail and rap a Prince song. That is the only thing that I have a problem with. Anything else?
I was fine with the tail. You know, it was a callback.
Yep.
That was fine. I was fine with that.
Bro, the electric slide, though, we had to do that, though.
Yes. You have to do that in every black movie.
Thank you. When you have that many black people.
And then they took a family photo afterwards.
And you're dancing.
Yes.
You're going to do the electric fucking slide.
In Africa.
They brought Queens to Africa.
Thank you.
We on the same page.
He brought Queens to Zamunda.
You talking about, you know, why we can't ever get nowhere as far as like black films? Because people like Rod and Ken accept extreme mediocrity, like coming to America.
White people do it all the time.
Yeah, they do.
This is true. Touche, Ken, you're right.
And then we're not, how many black white people were in this shit? Just one, Dave. Was Dave? No, Calvin.
Wasn't Louis, what is his name? What's his face?
Yeah, Louis was in there.
Yeah, from the first one.
Who is Louis?
The server.
Louis Anderson, is that his name?
Yeah, Louis Anderson.
Who?
The fat white dude
McDowell's.
At the McDowell's.
Oh, yeah, he was in. Yeah.
But he cool.
Yeah, he had to make an appearance.
Rod, I need to ask you a serious question.
Go ahead, man. What's up?
Was this a necessary sequel?
That's what Nate was saying. She was like, was it necessary? No, it was not necessary. I can't agree with that.
Even acknowledged that in the movie, too.
Yeah, and they did acknowledge that in the movie. Yep. No, it wasn't necessary, but was it fun to do? Yeah, cool, sure.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
It was fun enough, man. A lot of people enjoyed this. Like, I've seen mixed reviews, obviously, but a lot of people I followed, they actually fucking enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Like Nate has a cousin, a really close cousin that enjoyed it, and they was like, oh, I did, like, in her mentions and shit. So, but nah, like my cousin, the one that's like close to your age, like he enjoyed it, and that's the one the cousin I always looked up to or whatever. So to see him liking it, I was like, okay, that's cool. It's cool that people got some enjoyment out of that. Nostalgia is there for people, just regular movie watchers. I think we criticize movies and we look at movies a little deeper, but I think people that look at movies kind of like on the surface level, they actually enjoyed this.
Did they make any mention of the mom, Eddie Murphy's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did they say?
So,
go ahead.
So she was just like, when the chick, the fine one you talking about that was with...
Which fine one?
Sure. Well, the one that was with LaVell, the barber. Okay. She was just talking about like how, you know, so it was a couple moments, because I think with Eddie, she was like, what would your mom say now?
That was Lisa's dad.
Yeah, Lisa's dad was like, what would your mom say in this moment when he was talking to Mr. McDowell? And I want to say the barber said something about her, his mom too.
How did what's his name James from Good, what's his damn name?
Oh, John Amos.
How did he turn into Don Cheadle? He lost a lot of weight.
That's
and
good for
got
him.
Don Cheadle's nose. He looked just the fuck like Don Cheadle. Y'all know this when you go back and look at it again.
He looks good for this to have been 30
great
years.
For his age.
Like, God, yeah, he damn. Did. I was like, damn, he almost looked the same.
Speaking of fucking 30 years, bro, did we need the fucking twins again?
My name is Peaches, and I'm the best.
Did we need this?
Yes.
It was just a cameo at the end.
Yes.
Oh, we didn't have to bring them back.
I had a question about that, Mike.
You had to bring them back.
Did we need the twins, the rapping twins?
No.
Yes.
We did not need the rapping twins. Now,
that would have been insulting.
No, they insulted me by doing it.
But it was one of the biggest moments in the first one.
No pun intended.
And I'm the best. All the DJs want to feel my breasts.
they already showed
iconic.
It in this movie. They right. already showed they it. Did. So why you gotta bring it back again?
Why not?
Because it was bad.
It was bad.
There were a lot of bad moments, but again,
but it needed to happen.
Exactly. It's like
the Randy Watson part was actually pretty good. I forget what song he's saying now. What song was
he said?
Everybody knew
we are
that it was going to be Randy, right?
Because they kind of
set it up a little bad.
Yeah.
But I was like, as soon as they say, "Oh, we got a special guest," I was like, "He's my cousin." I was like, "Oh, it's Randy."
Well, the second that go, because the guy, the what's his name, was like, "Oh, that boy good."
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we knew it was going to be Randy, but we didn't need the twins to jump out with that whack ass rap.
Yeah, man.
It was bad. It was bad.
So.
Yeah, so as long as acknowledging that it was bad. And
yeah, I'll never not acknowledge something as bad, but I think just what they were going for, or why they did,
you had to do
the movie,
it.
No,
I just
they were too iconic in the first
one
to not bring them back.
That's
somehow.
Why everybody like
iconic.
Yes,
yeah,
the rapping twins.
They're kind of iconic in the movie. Yeah,
absolutely.
An iconic part in the film.
Yes.
I thought it was.
Yeah. That's one of the most memorable things of that film.
But they still didn't need to have them on stage talking about 30 years later, still got all this ass. Yeah, they didn't even look comfortable.
No, they didn't.
We didn't even see their ass in the first one.
They were just sitting at the table.
Oh, yeah. We didn't see their ass. We didn't see their ass in this one either.
When they turned around.
They didn't turn around.
I saw a lot of ass.
Well, I might have been cringing by that point.
Yeah, it was cringy. But it needed to happen. They could have probably did it better. They could have did a lot of things better in this movie.
Yeah,
just obviously. But some of the stuff was necessary. They just didn't execute the necessary moments.
Yeah, or, you know, at the end of the day, I think just some of these things were just a tribute, just to bring everybody back and just, you know, pay homage to them. Mm. You know, so, it was a little over the top and extra, but.
Speaking of which, they didn't have Sam in here.
Who was Sam?
Samuel Jackson. They didn't have
him. They didn't need to have him.
They just showed him. They just showed him.
Well, they showed him, but I was going to say, like, that's more iconic than the Rapping Twins to me.
Nah, the Rapping Twins. Yeah. Anybody you walk into and you say, "My name is Peaches, I'm the best." Everybody know the rest.
They're gonna
of
finish
it.
The rest of the song.
Everybody.
Thing. Yes.
They were iconic. They just didn't need to. I didn't care to see them show back up.
That says something. Sam ain't gonna be in the movie.
I mean, there were a few people there.
Because Sam was in on the movie with Snakes on the Plane. That was the premise.
He
couldn't come back to Zamunda.
It was surprising that he wasn't in it.
It didn't surprise me. We don't need him.
Yeah, how would you? I don't even know how they would.
He could have tried to rob.
Yeah, how would they put
He could have tried to rob McDowell's again, but the one that moves
him. And then someone hit him with a spear.
Yeah, true. Yeah, they could have did it.
A blow dart. They worked in fucking Peaches to them, man. They could have worked it, Sam.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Nick, him trying to rob McDowell's would have been the best way to do it. But
yeah, that might have actually been kind of funny if he showed up and tried to rob McDowell's, and then the little girl had to hit him with a stick or something. That might have been kind of cute, actually.
That little girl she was fucking with Lavelle though. Yeah, because she was laughing at all his little corny ass jokes. He was when he was naming different people for the the grandfathers of Jaffa, but the jokes weren't funny.
The Prince trials was just exact. It was too long.
The what trial?
The Prince trials, where he had to do the
yeah, it was tigers, too much to get to the lion part. They could have cut out most of that and just did the lion trial.
I don't even remember the other ones.
Yeah,
you don't remember what?
I don't even remember the other trials. All I remember is him running from that damn lion and having to cut the little whisker off.
He should have walked.
Yeah, the trials was basically just trying to him remembering like his forefathers.
Oh, yeah, that was a waste of time.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts on coming to America?
Don't you do a three now?
I was gonna ask. Hey,
nah, this is it.
Are we gonna get a trilogy?
No.
This is gonna be coming through. Three's Company America.
I don't. So I haven't read any interviews or anything. So I don't know why they did it, I don't know why they did it. But I think they did a good job of acknowledging the fact that people don't want it. That sometimes it's too late in the movie. So I think to me that was a sign, especially bringing everybody back, that this was just it. That they're not going to do another one. So, but overall, man, like, I didn't think I was going to like it at all. Mm. I was actually surprised that I enjoyed what I watched. I didn't expect a lot. I didn't overanalyze or anything like that. Like, I was just like, well, damn, this actually isn't as bad. Very predictable, but a lot of movies are very predictable. So now it comes down to execution. So they had moments, and they had a lot of moments that didn't hit. But, you know, it was to be expected. So I think it was cool.
I shared him. Oh, you about to go?
No, go ahead.
I share a lot of the same sentiments as Ken. I think the only thing with me is this: it probably could have been a lot better if they would have did this less than 30 years. If they would have did it maybe like 10 years or something like that, anniversary or something like that, because it would, even the modern moments wouldn't have felt so modern, I guess. They could have tied it a little better. So I think that's where this movie kind of struggled, because mm-hmm. it's been so long. Mm-hmm. And then some of the jokes just kind of fell flat. Hmm. You know, some of the jokes just fell flat. Some hit, some didn't. Like I said, I'll be pretty much repeating what Ken said. I think we viewed this movie the same way. But it was enough for me to just sit down and enjoy and not call it trash. You know, I wish I could enjoy it a little bit more. I wanted to enjoy mm-hmm. it a little bit more. But, you know, if I didn't, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Because, like I said, I see a lot of people that actually do enjoy it. Mm. And I think that's dope.
Last thoughts, Mike?
I'm glad people liked it. Mm. I don't think it was trash. I was kind of joking earlier. I don't think it was trash. I just think it was completely unnecessary. It wasn't funny. You know, there was just no point to this outside of a little quick money grab. Like, mm-hmm. y'all spent all this money for what? The story itself was just bad. The writing, bad. Dialogue, bad. It even got to a point where it's like, Eddie Narciso Hall wasn't even doing the fucking African accents no more. They sounded better in the first one. How your accents got worse? You've been in Africa. It don't make any sense.
I didn't even notice that.
Oh, I didn't notice it either.
Their accents are trash.
Yeah, I didn't notice it either, because I just was like, all right, this is just Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy. Nah,
bro. Yeah, that's how I was.
Eddie Murphy's accent in the first one was funny and it made sense. This one, bad. Then Lisa, like I said, they played her because it was like, she was over here acting like she's been in Africa this whole time. You got all this queen stuff and she's acting confused. It was just stupid, man.
You know, like Lisa and Leslie, you know, becoming homies?
No.
The
no.
Humpty Dance.
Yeah. You know, like the Humpty Dance.
No.
Oh, yeah. No. You know,
no.
Like that?
You ain't no. like that part?
Okay. No. Right. Respect to Leslie. I don't even know Lisa's real name, but no. No, they weren't funny. Most of this movie was not funny.
I have something to say regarding, like, the accent thing and just some of the acting. Like, yeah, while they were younger, they were in their prime. So you know, somebody trying to do like say now, like when you do the white, I can do it. You know I can do it.
Hey Rod, yep.
I can do it.
Bro, man.
Rod got that cape on, bro.
If anybody can do it, I can do it.
Bro, that's imagine cap.
Imagine you trying to say right. That joke wouldn't hit 30 years from now. Where you trying to do some new shit. You wouldn't be able to do it. If you tried to talk in a white accent like 30 years from now, you probably won't sound the same as you do now.
Is he serious?
Yes, I am. I'm dead ass serious. If you try to do that 30 years from now, you're like, what the fuck is Mike doing?
Right.
Oh my God.
Age, man.
And 30 years from now, talking in a white accent, I bet you don't sound nothing like how you do it now.
That'll do it for us.
30 years later. I'm going to set a reminder in my phone.
Right, set a reminder. For 30 years later, have Mike talking a white voice. I bet you that shit don't hit.
Bruh. Come on,
I cannot believe y'all are
bruh, they wow. dead.
You better be able to do it.
I guarantee that shit don't hit.
Y'all are fucking idiots.
Oh, God. Mark my words.
But Wesley could do it though,
huh?
But Wesley could do it perfectly fine.
He been locked up in jail.
He got time to study.
He got time to practice.
Eddie ain't done shit in about 32 years either.
Man,
is Arsenio.
Arsenio, damn sure
ain't
been.
He ain't had nothing else to do but study some African accents.
Nah, they just sitting around. Fat cats, man, got lazy.
Yeah,
but yeah, what's his name? Wesley's character was good, bro.
He was.
Yeah, he was killing
Wesley
that
was
shit.
Good. I thought Wesley
he didn't miss, and shit man. Like that.
It's because it's miss. His first job in a minute. He's like, oh, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker.
Well, he was in Dolomite too. You see Dolomite?
The first Dolomite?
No, the Dolomite.
The most recent one.
No. Did you ever watch it?
No. Dolomite Is My Name is on Netflix.
No.
You
I thought you was
it.
On the yeah. No.
You did good in that too. Yeah. Nah, check it out.
I'm
it
not
out.
Taking yeah. y'all's recommendations if y'all over here talking
Eddie
about
Murphy
this movie.
Did
no, no, no. I'm telling you, I don't know what these niggas about.
That was rated R. Will.
It was good.
It was good. Okay.
It was like Eddie.
It's better than this.
I mean,
come on, man.
Herpes is better than this. Shit. What the fuck?
I thought Wesley's character was gonna be a little over the top, but I think I settled into to what he was doing.
Yeah, man. All right.
Oh man. But you also say this movie trash. You can't take on you like this movie ain't trash, but this you got 99 reasons why you don't like it. Nah, it's a decent streaming movie.
Yes.
If you ain't got shit to do on a Saturday afternoon, not even night.
You can watch this at night.
It's at midnight. Nah,
yes, you can.
You can't. This ain't a nightcap movie.
No. What else you gonna watch?
You gonna watch something else?
Family Guy. Shit.
Hell no.
90 Day Fiance. You watch anything but this shit at night? You gonna fall asleep? You can. Nah. You absolutely can watch this at night.
Okay.
Especially like just a. You might have been drinking and stuff. It might be a little bit funny.
Yeah, you gotta be fucked up.
Yeah,
I always have something better to
do. It's a little fuck around movie, man.
Exactly.
You throw this on.
Look, I'm glad y'all liked it, though. I am. I'm glad y'all liked it. I'm not trying to change y'all's minds. So, Black Power.
I'm trying to change yours. You can't.
All right, that's our review of Coming to America. Please let us know what you guys thought about this movie. FPS Podcast, that's our handle for IG and Twitter, and also the Reddit thread. So please continue to send us recommendations. We love to hear what you guys want us to watch. And now do it for us this week. We out. Peace.